Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of pitchers in the middle of the plate, and they put good swings on it, you know, and that's going to happen. It happens to Skubal, it happens to him, and it happens to DeGrom, you know. They're human. The cool thing about it is yesterday, you know, he's been picking us up the whole season. We picked him up yesterday, and now, he'll be ready. I think his next swing is in Sacramento, if I'm not mistaken, but he's healthy. The stuff was good. He just made four mistakes, and they took advantage.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora earlier this hour here on WEEI Afternoons in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. The news of the day, Roman Anthony being placed on the injured list with an oblique injury that Alex Cora said is moderate. Could be a 4 to 6 week issue. That is a significant issue for a baseball team that is hoping to start a playoff series in just under 4 weeks. So that's a blow to the lineup for most perspectives. Yes, Fitzy?
Yeah, Alex coming in there was a touch, dare I say, cavalier about the just made four mistakes.
Dismissive?
Yeah, four mistakes.
Walker Buehler's like, dingo. I made four mistakes and I got cut.
I got to go home and drink a gallon of bourbon and, you know, come to terms with that on social media later on that night.
That surprises you, though.
Yeah, that did, like, well, no. Defending his Haas.
He's going to defend
his Haas. Or whatever, yeah. Sure. But, like.
Yeah, he can't say we're screwed.
Ted, no. We're not. He's not going to say that. But, like, you know, he left one out over the plate and, you know, he gave up a 3-run homer. Four mistakes. Like, that's a pattern. Like something was off last night. That's not an anomalous event.
I think part of it is I was listening to, if I'm being honest, to Will Fleming last night and Sean McDonough, and they were saying that it was kind of a maybe crochet. It's that lineup sucks. I mean, it had an overall it has an overall 222 batting average. So it's like, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to go throw pitches early in the count. Around the strike zone and dare them to hit the ball because they suck at hitting, and they were hitting the ball.
And also had
basically
a lead.
How they put it.
Also had a lead. He was up
4-1. 5-1.
And that happened.
An early home run. You
not
know.
The first time it's happened to him, though, where he's had a lead and then given up some runs. And I do think some of it is he gets more aggressive, maybe lets his foot off the pedal. I'm going to pitch to outs. I'm going to throw middle, let him hit it, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes that is a little bit of a problem for him. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think it's interesting, too, that the fastball usage for Crochet is down considerably from what it was during the middle of the season when he was at his best. He was in the 40 to 45 percentile, down to less than 30%, including a game a couple weeks ago against the Yankees where it was under 20.
What's that tell you?
It could suggest maybe there's a little bit of fatigue going on. Mm-hmm. And
That's
what I would think.
You're trying to mix up the arsenal a little bit more versus just overpowering guys quite as much. The velocity is still there, but it seems like they're definitely using the fastball a little bit less. So it's just something to monitor.
I think that's a great point that you bring up, and I think that's something to kind of look at. It's kind of I always feel like when Jason Tatum's tired, he just does the pull-up three. He doesn't want to drive to the rim.
Right.
It's kind of like your signal that, oh, he's tired, he doesn't want to work as hard for his point. I feel like that's kind of the signal for a pitcher is, you know what, I'm more successful with my fastball, but I'm kind of gassed right now. I'm going to start throwing breaking balls and save my arm a little bit.
What's he throwing, sliders?
The breaking stuff, the slider, and he's gone a little bit more with the sinker. I don't know how much that changes things versus the four seam, but yeah, definitely backing off the four seam.
617-779-7937. Red Sox fans, are you shaken right now to lose your leadoff hitter, your young gun, your superstar, your guy who even Ted Johnson admitted might kind of be leading the way for this baseball
inspiring
team.
Inspiring sure.
The
no
veterans
doubt.
And the baseball team. Are you shaken? 617-779-7937.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's go to the phone line. Start things off with Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Well, so, baseball team is going in the wrong direction.
So two quick things. One, it was at the top of the show. I don't remember if it was Fitzy or Hart, but one, you guys had me screaming at the radio when you mentioned Rafi Devers. Like, what's the expiration date on mentioning the fact that Devers was traded? And how many times have I called this show and illustrated for you guys how he was not their best hitter because he only hit when it didn't matter? Is it any coincidence that he was traded to the Giants? They were in first place. Now they're, and he wasn't hitting. Now they're five games out of the last wild card spot. Probably won't make the playoffs. And oh my gosh, he's hitting. Shocking. As far as Roman Anthony, great kid, great player. He's been having a good season. He's come on a bit of late. The power numbers weren't there early. So let's not let recency bias, you know, have us throw us into a panic. He's a good player. It's great having him at the top of the lineup. But they've been playing better lately because they've been getting starting pitching, good starting pitching for the most part, last night notwithstanding. And they've been getting contributions up and down the lineup. If it's not Rafaela, it's Story. If it's not Story, it's Duran. They've been getting hits all up and down that lineup. So let's not panic.
Thanks for the call.
It's a loss.
It's a loss. You're losing your best hitter.
He has a 400 on base percentage. He has a 300 average despite striking out all the time. I believe it's 10 of his last 16 games have been multi-hit games from the leadoff spot, Mike. So all those other guys you want to talk about that they're getting contributions from, he's usually on base, so when they give you contributions, he can score runs or put pressure, be on second, be on third.
Your leadoff hitter, the table setter, is that how it works?
Absolutely, Fitzy. For the game, I believe he even had two games there where he hit leadoff home runs. Mm-hmm. So you start the game with a run. The first time somebody is allowed to take a bat to the plate and face a pitcher, they have to update the scoreboard.
What's their record when they score first?
Really good, and Dan Ball will tell you.
It's a bunch to not so much.
Well, it's another kind of, you know, good kind of point to make when defending the our side of the argument is, look, I mean, the Red Sox are they win 2/3 of their games when they score first. There's a big difference in this team psychologically having someone up there that can get on base or score early and kind of set the tone.
And you've mentioned, for example, when Trevor Story hits a home run, they're like, I don't know, 19-1 or some like
it's about 19-1 now.
There's other guys contributing. We're not dismissing that. Oh my God, the sky fell over Fenway Park. The season's over, but this guy has been a transformational force in your lineup since he arrived.
I'd say every single guy in that lineup, except for Roman Anthony, have had kind of down streaks where they haven't had, you know, as good as Trevor Story is playing. He had a bad month of May.
Awful.
And Sedan Rafaela has had streaks. And Narvaez has had down streaks.
All of them.
Bregman is in one, kind of. So all of them except for Roman Anthony.
And Anthony will or would have, in my opinion, because that's baseball. It's been a short window. You're at 2+ months here. But he's been that good. And he might not. The face you're making, Ted, might be right. There are people in this organization that truly believe he's special, that you're seeing a generational, all-time great. Remember, the names we've heard are Juan Soto, who just got a $750 million contract to go to the Mets. I've heard the name Barry Bonds brought up. Barry Bonds, who is, forget all his issues off the field and Balco and stuff, one of the greatest hitters that ever played the game, right? Home runs, average, all-star in Pittsburgh, got bigger and more power. Like, those are the people he's being compared to after 3 weeks, a month, 6 weeks of Major League Baseball. So I'm not saying the season's over, but I'm certainly not joining Mike and saying, nah, not that big of a loss. All these other guys are really important too. They are. We'll see what happens.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.